So we had a machleket Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. If you zayin lamed aleph, you had a machleket Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, if you're benyanim, you got to go into Gehenna for a short while. According to Beis Hillel, the Eibishter has mercy and go straight to Gan Eden. Says the Gemara Vayter, Poishe Yisrael begufam, those Jewish sinners who sin with their guf, as we'll see later what that means. Poishe umes ha'olam begufam, or goyim, that will poshe with their guf. We'll see what that means. What happens to these people? Yoidin legehen, they go to Gehenna, v'ni doinin ba yud beis chaydish. They are condemned for 12 months. And la'acha yud beis chaydish, what happens after the 12 months? Then gufon kala, their body disappears. V'nishmosan nisrefez, neshama gets burnt. V'ruach mifazrosan, the wind scatters them around. Tachas kapas ragla tzadikim, underneath the feet of the tzaddikim, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, va'asoysem rishayim will tread upon the rishayim, ki ye'efrika, there will be ashes, tachas kapas lagleichem, and beneath them, the feet of the sole of your feet. So that's these people here. So they get only had them for 12 months, they're a Russia, but they eventually go back to Gan Eden. Avol ha'minin, but those people who are minin, Rashi in other places says minin are people who follow Yishai. Here Rashi says minin is people who take the Torah and they make it in a bad way, you're going to look him by Zuzim. Rashi is not touching Haminim. Minim usually Rashi touches. Remember, we had in the Rashis that were taken out by the censor, that those who follow Yoshke. Here Rashi says, Minin, or Anoshim Shavdi Rolakim Chaim Lerah, you're going to look him by Zuzim. What's a Masoidus? A Masa says Rashi, Malshinim, Shemoisim Mami Yisrael, Bein Biyadu Vicham. They Masa Ayid's money over and give it over to a Goy. What's an apikaitis? Rashi says, someone's mavaza talmud chacham. That's a apikaitis, mavaza talmud chacham. Not against the Eibishter, but against talmid chachamim. And shekofru b'toyda, and those who denied toyda, who shekofru b'tchias ha-meisim, or they denied tchias ha-meisim. Rashi, what's shekofru b'toyda? Ha-oimrim ein toyda min ha-shmaim. Then the Gemara says, the last thing is, Ushepirshu medarke tzibur. They separate from everyone. They separate medarke tzibur. So Rashi says, what do we mean pishdarke tzibur? All of these before also did pishdarke tzibur. So if Rashi says, pishdarke tzibur, legasin, we're not greatest. Tahainu kol hainu lil. That's the same thing. However, the Rambam argues, the Rambam says an interesting thing in Hilchos Teshuvah, that what does pishdarke tzibur mean? You're ashamed to try to do everything right, but you don't feel that you're part of the community. You don't fast, you don't start joining when they're in tzar or the simchas, whatever it is. If you're not part of a community, you're called a pishdag tzibur and you go to the worst punishments possible, even though you're shayma ter mitzvahs. Not like Rashi, who learns that pishdag tzibur means the same as above, of course, the minion and all that. Says Rashi, v'hach masis b'seder oylem, v'hoch yasin le'hosam, shepir shub medag tzibur. There it says, pishdag tzibur, kigoyin hamin ha-besoidus. Medag tzibur means medag tzibur, the Yiddish way. Then the Gemara continues, Ushenosnu chitisan be'eretz, chayim, those who instill fear in the land of the living. What does that mean? We'll soon see. Ushechotu, they sinned. The hechtias rabim caused others to sin. In the Gemara, kigun Yeravim ben Avot vechavedo the rochaita machtas rabim. All of these, yoidin again, they go to Gehenna, but they don't come back up after 12 months. V'nidoinin bar ledoidei doiders, they get judged there for a very long time. Shenema, as it says the pasuk, the yotzu they went out, v'ro b'pigli anoshim, they saw all these corpses. Hapoishim bi that what do you call that? Opashay and me, and they were there for a long time. Gehenim kala. In fact, the Gehenim will end. But hein ain't gone, they still will suffer. Shenemar, as it says the pasuk, v'tzurim, and their form, levalei sh'oil, will outlive the sh'oil, outlive the Gehenim. I guess the question is, so how are they suffering no longer anymore Gehenim? Maybe the fact that they're not going into Gan Eden, that in itself is a suffering. The kol kach lama, why is it such a terrible punishment? The pnei she'poshtu yidei mizvul, because they affected the base of Migdus. Shenemar, it says, mizvul loy, it says in the pasuk, that in this pasuk it says that they outlived the Sheol, Mizvulai, because of the Zvul to him. And what happened to Zvul? And what Zvul? Ain't Zvul Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. And it says, Bona Benisi Beis Zvul, I built a Beis HaMikdash, Loch for you, Mochin, and so on and so forth. Aleim Amr Chana, regarding these kind of people, Chana says, Hashem, Yachatu Meribov, Hashem will cut down those who oppose him, his opponents. So they go to Gehenna and they don't come back out. Rashi. Rashi, you should not know chitis the common father of Tsuram, can my Tsuras in their form. Shaposhi de Mizvul, Shechrivu based on Midrib Avainam. What do you mean they destroyed the base of Midrib? This is Eden we're talking about. But it was through their sins that the base of Midrib was collateral damage. So we're going to analyze all this. Amr Yitzchak Bar Avin, upneihen, and their faces, even after they go out of Gehenim, is still doimin l'shulik deida. Looks like the bottom of a pot. Looks all used, rusty, and everything else. Amar Rav says, Rav, the inu, and these are mishepidi shepidi b'nei mechuzah. These are the best people of b'nei mechuzah. That's the kind of people they are. Umikadiyim b'nei Gehenim, and we refer to them that the people of these are going to be the associates or the citizens of Gehenim. I guess he didn't have much time for the people in his own city. This is Rava. Rava lived in Mechuzah. It's amazing because Rava said in Gemara Ksuvos that he thought he was the greatest rabbi because everybody in the city loved him. Well, he walked around calling everybody B'nai Gehenna. I'm not going to say how much they loved him. But then he said one day he heard that a Rav that everybody likes is a Rai is not doing his job. Because if he was doing his job, he has to make some enemies. If he sees somebody doing it wrong, it's his job to tell them you're wrong and stop them or whatever and make a few enemies. So obviously this story must have happened after that. He went around calling the whole city B'nai Gehenna. Okay, now the Gemara is going to... Sorry? Yeah. Whatever it is, but he gave him a chelik, but he called the whole city B'nai Gehenim. Look at Malabaitim. Look at Ashi. Mekayim B'nai Gehenim, kach yikru lehem. That's what they'll call the people of his city. Let's analyze everything we just happened till now. Beis Shammai says, they go to Gehenim, but immediately they go back up. They cry, they go back up, and they leave. Beis Hillel says, V'rav Chesed, Eibisha has mercy, and they don't even go to Gehenim. Beis Hillel, V'rav Chesed, Mate Klapi Chesed. How could I be? V'ksiv, didn't Beis Shammai bring a pasuk where it says, V'heveisis Ashlishis Beis, I'll bring them down a third in the fire, and there it talks about how he'll refine them, and they'll refine like gold, like silver, and so on. They'll call my name, and I'll take that, and I'll respond. In other words, they're going to be in Gehenim. Says the Gemara, Hosam bepoisha Yisrael begufan. They were talking about Benyanim according to Beis Hillel, but why are they going to Gehenim? Because they're also Peshay begufan. They're Peshay begufan, they go to Gehenim. Says the Gemara, Peshay poisha Yisrael begufan, they go to Gehenim for a short time. But Amma, didn't you say that Les Lutakanta? Did you say that somebody's a poisha Yisrael begufan? He goes to Gehenim and he outlives the Gehenim. Says the Gemara, there's two kinds of poisha Yisrael begufan, by a Benyani and by a Rosha. By a Beinni, Poish Yisrael Begufan says he'll, even though I hold a regular Beinni, does not go to Gehenim. But a Beinni who's a Poish Yisrael Begufan will go to Gehenim, he'll come right back out. A person who's Reiv Avedis will go to Gehenim and he's not going anywhere. Ki leslu takon lebereiv Avedis. That's when he say he's doomed. Hocha machtza Avedis and machtza Zochias. Half and half. Rashi, Vahamblas accounted, and then the Nasi never come ashes. Hocha. What do you mean to have another Takan? Before we said they go for Gehenim for 12 months. True. They go for 12 months, but afterwards you say that what happens to the neshama gets burnt. Not that it goes to Gan Eden, so like it has no takana. So he says, that's talking about Reva Vedas. The Nasin Eifer V'hocha, here's the Serafting to the Kesef, she Yimruku Yisrein, that they'll be cleansed and they'll go back to Gan Eden. Sorry? Kodesh is an Olam Hazeh. And we'll see in Gemara Kot Mosheim Haba as well. Hocha machtz avay machtz zochis v'isbuhu nami oven the poish yisrael begufen loisagilei. Then you have no breda the lav v'heveisis hashlishes be'ez v'im lav. And if not, Rav Chesed matikla b'chesed. If there's no by half and half, if there's no poish yisrael begufen, Rav matikla b'chesed. David Shulchan Aruch Manzi goes straight to Gan Eden. If you also have the Veda of Poish Yisrael Begufon, which we still don't know what that means yet, but if you also have the Veda of Poish Yisrael Begufon, and you're half and half, then you go to Gehenim, but you come back out. If Reva Vein is, then 12 months in Gehenim, and then your neshama gets disintegrated into ashes and so on. Alein Omer David, David said, Ahavti, I love the Eibishah Ki Yishma Hashem, the Eibishah listens to me. Dor HaShirova, Rava Dashin, my Dichsev, what does it mean when he says, Ki Ahavti, Ki Yishma Hashem? Omra Knesses Yisrael, if not God's Baruch Hu, the Inzab of the Eibishah, the Beinishlem. You know when I am beloved by you, I listen to my voice and my pleadings. I'm impoverished, and you help me. I don't really have too many mitzvahs. Yet, who are you going to save? The goyim or me? Of course, you save the Eden. So, it's still worth your time to say, just go ahead and save me. And when are we talking about here? We're talking about here about a Benyani that even though he does half of Veda, still able to save me and rescue me from Gehenna. I shouldn't even go to Gehenna in the first place. Rashi. Rashi dolal ani mitzvahs ki goin beinanim she'ein zoch yoseyin machriyin litlois lahem bizchusam. They don't have enough schuyas to be mata v'li yoishi as pasmish to save me. Lahatas klapi chesed. Tilt me towards chesed. Says him all right. Poisha Yisrael begufan my neo. What's exactly Poisha begufan? Amar Rav. Rav says a kakafta de lemonach tfilm. This is the famous kakafta. Now the Rif Zgirs and Algemar is the Rif and the Ran, the Rajba, the Ritva, their Gizna Gemara is Kakafta de Lemonach Tfilin Lo Oilom. As Rebbe Fabreng said, someone who never put on tefillin in his life. So if he puts on tefillin once in his life, he's no longer Kakafta. Our Gizna the Gemara is a Kakafta de Lemonach Tfilin, which means even if you miss one day. And that bothered Tesis. Someone who never put on tefillin his whole life, okay. I can understand why he doesn't go to Gan Eden or whatever. He stays in Gan Eden forever. But somebody put on tefillin every day, one day he missed. That's it. So therefore, Rabbein Tam says, let's hear Rabbein Tam. First of all, the beginning of Taisa, he brings a mechilt here. Taisa says, "Im oisig b'toyda k'miniach tefillin dami." You hear this? If you learn Taisa, you don't have to put on tefillin. The Rif says, the Ran says even clear. If you learn Taisa, you don't have to put on tefillin. Why? Dami mechilta oisig b'toyda potem in tefillin. In the Rashba adds the words because oisig b'mitzah potem in a mitzah. So the Rashba says, if you're learning Taisa in koil, you should be not to wear tefillin. Who needs to wear tefillin? People don't learn Taisa. And oisig is part of the mitzvah. It's a big chiddush, but that's what they say. Okay, true, but they don't learn about the regas. I mean, it's a big machlekes. If you learn Taisa, you can use that as an excuse to potter for mitzvahs. The Rambam says that an 18-year-old boy, actually he says a 17-year-old boy who's not married is over an aveda every single day for not getting married. However, says the Rambam, if he's learning Taisa, he is potter. Because ma'adoch oisig mitzvah potter mitzvah, koshken oisig b'toyda potter mitzvah. The media argues, how can you say the whole purpose of Taisa is to do mitzvahs? You can use Taisa as an excuse not to do mitzvahs. How can that be? Here, the mechilta that Taisa here brings on the Rajman, all the Rishonim, says mefedish. That you're learning Taisa, you're potter from tefillin, because oisig mitzvah the mitzvah. But Taisa is not glad to the words oisig mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. So they want to learn that Taisa argues with the Rajman. The Rajman holds oisig mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, if you're learning Taisa, you're potter from tefillin. Taisa doesn't say a word about oisig mitzvah. Taisa learns, why do you put on tefillin? It says in the pasuk, my tia teira shem beficha. The whole purpose of tefillin is so that you should have a teira in your mouth. But if I'm learning the teira, what do I need tefillin for? So it's not a din oisig mitzvah, it's a unique din in tefillin. But look at what Rabbi Tam says. He's bothered with Al Girsa. So according to Al Girsa, if you don't wear tefillin once, that's it. You don't go to Gan Eden. How can that be? So Rabbi Tam has a new pshat. Mefadish the hoch over here. We're talking about kishah mitzvah bzuyala. If you don't put on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin because either you're worried about your body or just you don't put on tefillin is one thing. For that you don't go. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody's mevaze she megunas al lover to tefillin she barosh. It's me is for him or it's embarrassing or he feels that it's degrading to put on tefillin. That's when we say, if you have such an attitude to the mitzvah of tefillin, that's when we say this. Avlim yodil niyach mishu debinu guvnaki kilicha bagnafayin kilicha bagnafayin kilicha bagnafayin hu doi koshashol yuchal izdoi l'shamra betadav gedusha havali ein lov din poish yisro begufen. It goes to two extremes. We had any more there. He went around saying that the goyim say, you now have tefillin. The goyim say, you now have tefillin. He's wearing tefillin. So when the goyim, he came chasing after him, he took it off his, and they said, what do you have in your hand? I have a dove. Because the Eden are compared to a dove. And then tastes the long taste, the beautiful taste of how in his time nobody wore tefillin. Tesis said, if you learn Torah the whole day, you don't have to wear tefillin. Claude Tesis. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Lamed Tes, if I remember correctly. Because Baruch Hashem, we can do both. We're talented. I don't know. But this pshat Rabbein Tam Mevaze is because his girsa is that loy monach tefillin. But the Rif's girsa loylam doesn't matter then. No, only tefillin. Sorry, take it back. The question is, what's the vart? If the vart goes, oh, you should commit to the part of the mitzvah, then you part from everything. What's the difference between tefillin or not? Why not? If the, look, every time it says by oisig mitzvah the mitzvah, it says it mina krishma mina tefillin mina tefillin. Yeah, but once you take off time from learning to talk shtusim or do other things, then you have no excuse not to daven as well. So about somebody who doesn't have a minute to himself. Okay, but I'm saying this word of mevaz is only the bein time because he's not great as word la'olam. But at the leaf who learns word la'olam, then we don't care why. Even if a tinnik shenishba, it doesn't make a difference. If you never wore tefillin in your life, you don't go to Gan Eden. That's why they made a campaign mitzvah to make sure that every person at least wears tefillin once in their life.
to take them.
The
we just did it. It's the main time. We just learned it.
Yeah,
I don't need this. It's the main time. But I'm telling you, like, it doesn't matter what he says. The main time's shot is only because he's not great as the word la'olam. That means if you miss one day, you're ready this terrible thing. So therefore, he has to give a pshat bezuyas. What is he going to say bezuyas? He has no choice. But the Rif's gis and the Rajbo's gis and everyone else adds the word la'olam makes no difference in why. Absolutely makes no difference. You never watch film in your life, then you don't have that whatever the unit film is. Okay, then let's talk about for bringing one. Oh, let's go back to it. Back to the Gemara. That's right. It's the same Rabbeinu Tam here. Why do they eat? If they eat, once the moment you do something else besides learning, then you have to do the same thing as well. Oh, they have to daven also. Once you do that, you do that. The Yishalmi, there's a famous Yishalmi, the Yishalmi says regarding Krishna, you asked about learning Torah, stop Torah, the Yishalmi says yes, because Zeshinen v'Zeshinen. They're both learning. In other words, it's not called stopping to learn to say Krishna, because when you say Krishna, you're also learning. So it's not a question of stopping to learn to say Krishna. Yeah, so that's.
So when you say Krishna,
you're saying Krishna,
you're learning,
Krishna. So that Yerushalmi, the Shagazai and everything else. If that Yerushalmi, because remember we had a Machlai, is Krishna Rabban? Tesis Paskas and Menachas, we had a Menachas, Tesis Paskas and Krishna Rabban. And I, what about Shachor Kramecha and all that? He says that's talking about Ahubi Diva Taydik. That's talking about learning Taydik. You have to learn Meshitach Vesecha, the Chavadad, Shachor Kramecha, that's in the midst of learning Taydik. But that Krishna, Krishna and Rabban. That's how Tesis Paskas. But so, in other words, even if we hold my Taita, but it really Taita to my both. What do you mean? But that's because since you're talking about Phil in there, when you learn, you should wear Phil, whatever, you should, yeah. You do that. That's right.
So the Gemara
discusses
this.
But most of the Chum did not. We had yesterday the Gemara when we davened Kimamish Bal Nidna, Biktiri Umri, Humri, says Rashi. All Tamil Chum were sick. Abai never watched film. Rebbe didn't watch film for years. They all had diarrhea. They never realized that the dates that they were eating there in Babylonia caused diarrhea. And those that were very poor, all they can afford was dates. And they were sick. They didn't have clean bodies. What are you so happy about this Koyuk language film? Okay. You would make it out to tomorrow's shul. All Koyuk language get out of shul. Okay, bye. So what's Poshis? Almost going. What do you mean Poshis? What do you mean by Goyim Begufim? What are they doing? This is always bother me. These kind of Gemaras. You have a Gemara that's so cryptic, and then actually doesn't bother telling you what it means. What do you mean Poshis Begufim Ba'Aveda? Poshis what Aveda? So Tesis tells us Arayus. There's no Rashi. As if Rashi knew, you'd figure it out on your own. How in the world will we figure it out on our own? Anyhow. Now, this is a very important view, Yehuda, that you shouldn't instill fear. Look at the next piece of Gemara, instill fear in the land of the living. Who are we talking about? Who instills too much fear on this community. If people are scared of the Gabbai, it's no good. Unless Shalala Shemayim. If he does it for the Abish, it depends. If you're doing it for the Abish's cover, then don't worry about it. But if you're doing it for your own cover, then it's not right. Just to continue on this point. Kol pandas amatl eimi yiseida ala tzibur eni gabai. Who puts too much fear into the community. Shaloi l'shei shemayim. He's not doing it for the cover of the Eibishter, but for his own cover. Einu roi ben tam chacham. His son will not turn out to be a tam chacham. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, lochein yireu anoshim. If a person causes other people to fear him, lo yire kol chachmi leiv. He will not see by his own thing hard, smart people. In other words, he won't have smart children. If he instills fear in people for his own personal covet. Well, how is this punishment somehow or another midah k'neged midah? I'm not sure. Why punk this punishment? Anyhow, back to the Gemara says, if you're half and half, the Eibishter tilts towards good. How does it work? And I remember in one of the figures of my Gemara, Tavshin Gimel Dalet, he asks, what's Pshat in the Gemara here? Because, and I don't remember what he answers, but he gives a Pichsidus, a Pshat. Because you look at the Machlekes Gemara, what's hard to understand what exactly the Machlekes is. Rabbi Lezer says, what does the Abe should do? You have half and half. What does the Abe should do? The Abe should Koivshay. He pushes down the mitzvahs, it's a scale, right? He pushes down the side of the mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs now tilt the scale, and now you have more mitzvahs. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yoshuv Yirachameinu, that he will bring back his Rachmanis, Yichbosh Avanesein, will push down his Avedis. Rabbi Yechinino, I'm like, no, he said he'll lift. He won't push down the mitzvahs. He will lift the avedis, and therefore the mitzvahs will go downwards. And it says, "No, you see, oven over the pesha." He lifts the avedis over the pesha. What's the chiluk? What's the machlekes? Whether he pushes down the mitzvahs or he lifts the avedis? And I can't figure out the whole hezbo pichtiz. I can't remember. But what's the difference? The net result is the same, and all you're doing is you have a scale. What's the chiluk if you're pushing down the mitzvahs to make it tilt, or you're lifting the avedis, it makes it tilt? Doesn't say that anywhere. That's a different world altogether. But you're not changing at all. And what does Maral say? Oh, okay. So I'm telling you to figure it out on this. Look and figure it out. For my Marim. For Abi Chassidus. No, we're talking about you're half and half. You're exactly balanced. Abish has to do something. So he'll say, Abish has achmanas, and he will treat as if you have more mitzvahs than Abedah. But how will he get you more mitzvahs? Either he'll push down the mitzvahs or he'll lift up the Abedahs. Might have come in. Like a machlekes is. Obviously, there's some difference. Okay, weiter. Let's go weiter. Tanud with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned Ma'avid Rishon. The Eibishter, what he does is he forgives the first Aveda. V'cheini Amidin. That's what he does. So you have exactly 50-50. He takes off the first Aveda, and suddenly now you have more mitzvahs than you have Avedas. Doesn't erase the sin, it keeps it there as a retainer. The Iker Ruba Venus, if suddenly there's more Avedis, then Machshibadayu makes no difference anymore anyway. So then he'll throw it back on, now your list will be added to the list. And the Rif over here has two Pshatim, and everyone, your own homework, everyone looks at the Rif and they can't see the difference. He brings one Pshat, which is exactly what the Agamotto says, then says, Yeshman and Hashanim, and he quotes the Gemara again, exactly word for word, Agamotto says. And they didn't understand what the Rif is talking about. What are the two pshatim? What is Yeshman or Rishayim that he brings? Yeshman and Farshim. Whoever himself, if you're a person that if somebody insults you, you're prepared to be meichel straight away. The neighbor says meichel you. Shneimat says noisei oven vayvad pesha. Let me noisei oven. Who the neighbor should forgive that you personally over that pesha? If you personally that kind of behavior, that's how your behavior. If somebody says that something is insulting, you don't get upset and you're meichel straight away. The neighbor will do the same to you as well. Rav Huna b'Reish Rav Shua Cholash. Rav Huna was once very sick. All Rav Papa l'shiyu libe. Rav Papa went into him to pay him a visit. Chazi, he saw the Cholash le'alma. He saw to him it appeared that Rav Huna was a goyses and he was about to pass away. Amaluhu, he said to the Talmidim of Rav Huna, Tzivisa le'zavsa, great and sue his chamadans. Get ready his luggage. In other words, get his tachlichim ready. He's leaving town. He's going to Gan Eden. L'saif, the next day, itpach. When he woke up, got better, and he woke up. Having mixed with Papa Lemeda, was embarrassed. Here he prophesied that he's going to pass away, and the next day he's walking around the shul. So he went in hiding. Amalei said, Tamidim said to the Papa, my cousin, what did you go in there? That you saw? Or they asked Rav Huna, what do you think that Papa saw that he thought you passed away? Amalei said to them, he was right. When he saw me, I taka deserved to pass away. However, the Abishah said when he came to me and he said, Rav Huna, you want to take his neshama away? Since I know that when people insult him, he's not so pedantic and doesn't stand on his covered all the time. I am not going to stand on him. Okay, maybe he did something a little wrong. You know what? I'm Eichelim. Shnemet says, Noisi oven. Who will I forgive? Over la pesha. Let me Noisi oven. La over la pesha. There's over la pesha. They were just talking to the Malach to take care of these things. But we had the Shainim say over here, this is all talking about if it's not insulting you as being a Rav or a Talmud Chacham. If it's insulting you as a Rav or a Talmud Chacham, Al Tebesh Lomar Pasuk from above, you have no right to be Meichel. You have to stand up and defend the Keicha Teda. So the Alter Rebbe there says, they're interesting, that you have to harbor the anger to him als Kovel Teda, and someone else has a Chiv to stand up for your Kovel. No, you personally don't have to get it. Yeah, we have. We had it in Yuma about Talmud Chacham does not know even to Kenachish. In Yuma is a thing, and the Gemara that so it says that if it's covered a teddy, you have no right to be meichel. It says over here Mabel Medaisa. Oh, it says over there that Hashemim Beinan. What's the lesson? Hashemim Beinan Alavim. I have a Ketzes Hashem as Begvarasa. It says over there. If you hear you're an insult, you don't throw it back out. So the Gemara says it depends if they're mafayis or not mafayis. If they appease you, then you have to be mechel straight away. If they don't appease you, then you have to harbor. If it's covered atayda, and someone else has a chiv to go ahead and stand up for your covered. We had a numa. Amr Abacha, then it says, aid is nachalase to the remnants of your people. Amr Abacha, machina. Al yevik kaitzba, there's a tail, but there's a thorn in the tail. It's a geshmaka thing, but there's a thorn in there. That even though they're saying nice things, here they're just saying that what? No, you say, oh, I'm forgiving you, but he throws in there a little span in the work. Lisha eid is nachalase. What do you mean? Not to everybody the Abish is nice oven, only Lisha eid is nachalase. The remnants of nachalase. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Lisha meisi matzik shirayim. You're a bottle to geed, and you treat yourself as if you're the shirayim. Look, Rashi, the top of the page. Lemisha Mesim. Oh, no, Rashi. Rabbuna Rambu asks a question. See, if it says on what pasuk tzaddik Hashem b'chol drachah that he's a tzaddik in all of his way, that means he's just. He paskins exactly the way it should be. Yet, see, another pasuk says b'chosi b'chol masiv. It says actually in the same pasuk that chosi means that he goes beyond. Even though you don't deserve it, I'll be nice to you. So, which one is he, a tzaddik or a chosi? So, the Gemara b'tchilat tzaddik. First, he tries to do the right, be a tzaddik and paskin based daf zayin. Then suddenly he sees that's not so good. Shvat for the egin. B'soim chosi, they say, you know what? I'll have rachmanus from him. Now, Blazer Rami, a similar idea. Ksiv, it says in one posse, L'chor Hashem HaChesed. The Abish is Chesed. Ksiv, another posse says, or actually, same posse says, Ki at Tishalom Leish Kimasei. You reward according to what they deserve. Which one is it? Bitchila, first it is, Ki at Tishalom Kimasei. First thing is, he will pay them according to the deeds. All of a sudden, L'chor Hashem HaChesed. And the Abish says, I will be nice to you. Ilfi va amila ilfa. This is Rabbi Yechon's friend. We're having more tainus that they were best friends, and then eventually Ilfa went into business, and Rabbi Yechon remained Rabbi Yechon. And before then, he was smarter than Rabbi Yechon. And afterwards, Rabbi Yechon outdid him. Rami, he asked a question. Ksiv, it says Rav Chesed. It says that what Eibush says Rav Chesed. Chesed means Eibush will have mercy. Uchsiv va emes. Emes is not mercy. Emes is no place of mercy. Emes is what you deserve. Again, betchila ve'emes u'lebesayv v'rav chesed. So why in these two psukim here the order is reversed? In the first pasuk it says first tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav and then v'chosu chamasav. In the other two psukim, first it says the emes, and first it says both places it says first chesed and then afterwards it says adjust. And really the order is reversed. So why is not sure why the pasuk changes around? Exactly. Why say chesed before when their order is faket? First day Abishah does emes. It's not working out. He decides to go chesed. Or first the shalom maseyu. If it doesn't work out, then it says there lucha Hashem chesed. So why? I don't know. Givayti gemara Rashi. Rashi. Tzadik mishpat emes chosid nichlu l'fnim shodin beyond what he called for. All of a sudden kisharoya she'ena olam is kaiyim bedin doesn't work. Okay. Think about right. Vayavar Hashem ponav vayikra.
Yeah.
If the world or not, yeah.
So maybe that was already taken back then.
Could be, but that's a matter. The Gemara is saying a different Rashi. That when how he should be the world, yeah. All the Midas Adin. First, the Abish wanted to create the world Midas Adin. He saw that it works. A shot of him Midas Adachim. Now, here we're looking about the 13 meters. The Yavar Shalom Yikra. Amar Abyechon, Il Mole Mikra Kosuv. If it wouldn't have been written in the Pasuk, E.F. Shalom Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu could never have said it. Vayavar sounds like he went over when you say somebody goes to the Omud, he says Vayavar. So, Melamed, as if the Abishah went to the Omud, Shinis Atav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, he put a talus around the Kishliach. The head of the Moshe said the Tzibur, he didn't just tell it to him, he had to show it to him. It wasn't enough telling to him. But Amalek calls man she saw chayti whenever the Eden sin. Yasu lefonai keseder hazeh. You should do this seder. But ani meichel lehem. I will be meichel to them. Now if you say that you give me zerachim, I will be meichel to them. That's what Shmuel says. Be very careful. Say every word for word, because if you don't do it properly, it's as if you're insulting the Eibusher. Here he's giving us away his secret, the unbelievable power this you give me zerachim has, and we don't take it seriously. Big machlekes are showing what exactly are the yigimim and rachamim. First of all, machlekes are showing whether Hashem is considered 2 meters of rachamim, or Hashem is only one, because the first word is Hashem, the Eibishter. There's a psik over there. And then Hashem and the 13 yigimim and rachamim. Others say that neither, that Arizal writes, that neither of them is yigimim and rachamim. That yigimim and rachamim starts from keil rachum. And interesting, according to the Arizal, erech is one yigimim and rachamim, and apayim is another one. Noitze chesed is one, and alofim is another one. It's not like noitze chesed alofim is one, or erech apayim is one, it's two. Because you need to find 13. If you hold Hashem, Hashem is two, then Erech Apayim is one, and Chesed Alofim is one. If you hold Hashem, Hashem is not part of it, then you need to break it up. Okay, so David said, what's Hashem, Hashem? Ani yu koidim shiyech to Adam, ani yu acha shiyech to Adam. Zel be'ebish to before and after my relationship to you. This is the main time learns that the ayat that from here that Hashem, Hashem is two of the gimmes of Achim. There's two Hashems. Hashem Kedim, Hashem Acha. The Ebisha has a pact with Yugim Zerachim. You say that, I'm be Meichel Yidin. Shenemad says, Hine Anoichi Keder, I'm making a bris. And somehow or another, Anoichi Keder bris refers back to why? What's a bris? That I will do the flies and all that when you say Yugim Zerachim. Rashi. Hashem, Hashem, Midas Rachmim, Ani Merach, Hashem is Midas Rachmim, Ani Merach, and Koidim Sheyechte. What do you mean that? This is a hard question to try to understand. What do you mean he'll be Merachim before he sinned? What do you need Rachmanis for? If he didn't sin yet, what do you need Rachmim for? When do you need Rachmim? I sinned, couldn't be patch, and you have Rachmanis. But if I didn't sin yet, where's the Rachmim come in? Unless, because the Abishah already knew you're going to sin, so therefore the Abishah already has Rachmim that I'm not going to be so excited when you sin. Ani Merachim Achash Yechte Im Yoshev Hivid Tshuva. But it's crucial to show us in Midas Halalu Diz Sheim Yaskidim Yisrael Betfilas Tanisim Ein Chayzerekim by Tainis. Whenever you need the Abishah's help, you say Yim Zerachim, I won't turn you away empty-handed. In the Kibris Ala Omel Lamaila. And what it says, and the Kibris Ala Omel Lamaila. What it says before, and the Psukim before it says Vayavah Shem Pesach Vikra Yim Zerachim. And therefore, the bris refers to Yigim Zerachim, the Pesukim before. A few Pesukim before. So anyway, right, Am Yechon and Gedoy L'Tshuva, Tshuva so great, Shem Karaz, Gzadin Shalodim, completely rip asunder any Gzadin. He's giving us a marshal. But on the Tainus.
But on the Tainus, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's right. And also by Ne'ila, they say so many Hashem Shekir Rachim is many more than we do, like twice as many as we do. Every time they say a certain pasuk, they say Hashem Shekir Rachim Chan. Vayte Gemara Rashi Hinir Gebris Al Amal Amayla. Vayte says Rav Rabbi Yechran Shuv is so great Shem Karaz Gzadini Shalom. Shem it says in the pasuk. It says Hashmein Leibah Mazeh. You should think in the heart of these people. But Oznav Hachbe, the ears became heavy, they don't hear. But Einav Hosha, their eyes were sealed, they don't see. Pen Yida Be Einav, maybe they'll see with their eyes. Of Oznav Yishma, they'll hear with their ears. Lavava, you haven't understand. Vishav and Ophelab, if they do that, they do tshuva, I will cure them. What was he saying? If you do tshuva, I'll take care of it. Omrapop, Omrapop Labaye, but Dimalif Nexadin, maybe that positive one, before he made the Gzeda, Abish is deliberating whether they should punish Deedin. That said, Abish, the tshuva, I'll help them. You, Rabbi Yechon's going a step further. He's like, even though it was a Gzadin, tshuva, I'll turn it around. Amalei said the pasuk v'rafala, he will heal him. Heal him can only be if you're sick already. That means he's already a gzardin. Eidu dozer l'fuor v'em is a gzardin. He already had a gzardin. So we had before by a gzardin, we had a bitzchok, he said yofa tzaka, or we had tefillah b'tzibah. Think about it, the meisve hashav bein tayim. If somebody does tshuva b'tzibah Rosh Hashanah Kippur, moichlin loy, we moichl. Loy shav bein tayim. If he doesn't do tshuva Rosh Hashanah Kippur, I mean, Kippur came with gzardin, fa'faun. Afilu hevi kol eilin nevoyis, he'll bring all the rams from the nevoyis, sheba eilin the world. I guess the union of Eil and the voice is what? The union of Shaifras? What's the union of Eil and the voice? Is Meichel, Ein Meichel won't forgive him. What does he say there? What's the union of Eil and the voice? Yeah, als was? Als carbon or als Shaifer? What's he trying to say? To do what with it? What do you do with it? A kabanis. Is Ein Meichel, no, it's fa'faln. Once it's exhaled, it's fa'faln. Like Kasha, Habi Yachid Abitzibur. The difference of Bi Yachid, all of these things that we say, Gzardin is Fafalon, Bi Yachid, but Abitzibur, you have the Kech to overturn it. Makes us a question. It says, Eini Hashem Alabechabo, the Abish's eyes are the constantly, Itim Leteva, his eyes are constantly, but sometimes he looks at it that he'll reward them. Itim Lera, sometimes he looks at it that he's going to punish them. Itim Latova Ketzad, when is Latova Adish Hoy Sold? They were the Shoying Gmurin Rosh Hashanah.
Upasku lahem geshamim uatim. He decided they'll only have a little bit of rain. The saif at the end, afterwards, chazru behen. Afterwards, eating the tshuva. Lahayis of alain ef. She can't change the. He can't change anymore because he already made a gzad din. There'll be only a little rain. The little bit of rain that he provided, that he promised he'll have, he'll make sure it'll be the most effective. That he'll do it exactly as he needed, depending which land, which fruit. He'll make sure that not one raindrop is wasted. He'll put it exactly the right time when the seasons are growing and so on and so forth. So what does he pray from here? That he can't change. Itim l'ra, sometimes l'bad. He will change to bad. Ketzad, harisho yisrol, tzadikim gimur shana. They were tzadikim gimur shana. Uposko aleng sham rubim l'soiv chazru behen. The Abish will change his mind. Even the Eden, maybe exadin l'toiv, and then he came raw, he'll change his mind. Lifchiz meheni yavshi. He cannot diminish the amount of rain. Shekvad nikzeg zedi, he decreed. Navos, kodesh baruch hu mayridin shloi bizman. He'll make sure that it rains all the wrong times. Ala odesh ezir, and a dafka on the parts of the land. They don't need, not where the crop grows, but in the houses or whatever. Now the question is, okay, l'ra, the Abish decided he can't change his mind. We can understand why should we allow the Abish to change his mind? Just because we don't deserve it anymore. He gave us good, let him give us good. At least l'toiva, you said if you do tshuva, the Abish will change his mind. Why doesn't it work? Why can't he add? You said before that if you do tshuva, the Abish even after gzar din, he can change your mind. And you said that betzibur definitely could change your mind. And for the gemara, shiny hasam the efshe b'hachi, with the Abish that has a breda without having to change the gzar din and achieve the same result, why should he break the gzar din? He can make sure that the rain that he made will be sufficient if he makes sure that every drop counts. Rashi, itim l'toiva, pamish itim anuchsun l'soif yashon l'toiva, good, l'hokal l'amega aparani is, hanik zalem b'shon make it easier. Pamish l'ra, l'if chais min l'toiva, it's possible to give less than the, al'osh zich l'am, ala sodas, ala krum, ala ganas in the gardens. Shleb is man, l'if nezi before the crop, al'osh in zich l'am, b'yadas mit bodas, out in the forest. Thank you, Rabbi, tosh my learned.
So based on this, when you have a tainus shomim, because the rain hasn't come,
it's saying that we can overturn in Moshe, if there's no breda, we can overturn the gzar din, there's a tzibur and so on to make it rain.
But
the tzibur did ask for it, but if the Abisha has a breda that he had enough rain, he just to move that, so he'll do that. You still get your answer, but not by the Abisha breaking the gzar din, but by taking the rain that he allotted and making sure that every drop counts.
Okay, so then on that basis, when
you
had the story
with
Tony
Amaro,
so
yeah,
it
we'll have
much.
It soon. Yeah.
Rang too much. So what was the story there? I
mean, nothing. He was at Sadi, he can do whatever he wants. That's different. Sadi can do whatever he wants. That's different. Tosh might be learned. Yoida Hayamba Niyaz, the ships went down there. That they saw the Abish's activity. The boat threatened to capsize. By its akol Hashem b'tzalem, then they screamed out to the Abish in distress. If you look over there in Tehillim, there's a bunch of nuns. Asu lohen simonius. He made all of these signs, these turnover nuns, like we have in Bahib and Soya over there in Paraloischa. Ka achin verakin shebetayder. Just like the achin verakin shebetayder coming to diminish, if you're always coming to diminish. Leimelach. Tzaku, they scream, kaidim gzardin, nanin. That if they scream before the gzardin, they'll be responded. Once the Abish decided, it's going to help him. So what's shot? And for the Gemara, very interesting. Even though all the people on the ship are diving together, they're not considered tzibur. Now, why not? Rashi. Simon is being posig le posig. Yes, Simon in hafuchin because they're like this, an upside down. Achin v'rakin boin ledrosha lemayir es adibur ka achin like achin v'rakin shehem yutin. Loim will tell you. Loim b'chol shoshi tzakol shem b'tzal lem yetim zikar. Not every time a tzibur screams, it helps. Elim can't talk with kaiting zadin. So what's pshat? So the Mefarshim I say that I can remember who that pshat is that if that by on a ship there's no tzibur. It's not like we live together. We're part of the same community. We happen. Sorry. Okay, I thought, yeah, so somewhere in the shrine. So the pshat is that we thought that we're all that in a ship, even though we're all together, we're all separate. Everyone's davening for them personal stuff. Nobody cares about anybody else. We don't know anybody, not really a community. So therefore, that's not called tzibur. Tzibur is that we're all together, in it together. Tashma Kumle, Shala, Beludia, Hagiatis, a woman called Beludia, the Giatis, asking him, look, see, it says, but Terashem. No, obviously, she wasn't a Giat yet. In your title, it says, Asha lo Yisa Ponim, that David will not show, cover any favor. Uch, see, it says, Yisa Hashem Ponovelech, and David will show favor.
Nitful or Rabbi Yisa Kabeisa attached himself and said, "You know what? Let me answer him a little." I'll tell you a mashal. Lama Adav Dei Moshe compared to Ladum She Noishe Bechaveir Emane. He owes his friend $100. He lent his friend $100. He goes, "Oh, now the cover is Mamif and Melech," and in front of the king, he made a time that he'll pay him. The Nishbul Bechaveir Melech sworn the king the life of the king that what I'll pay you and this in his day. He gives Mamle Paru didn't pay. All the fires and Melech. So the guy who owes the money came to appease the king. Look, sorry, I don't have the money. I forgive you for my chapa you did to me. You need to go and appease your friend. You borrowed money from him. Same thing over here. In other words, every time we do an aveda, we're doing really two avedas. Insulting the Eibishter, because as a yid, you have to fulfill your obligations, and you also insult your friend. So the Eibishter said, I'll make my part of it. What about the fact that he's still on my friend? You have to ask him, Michila. But I can help you. He said, "No, you don't have to say it's talking about two different things. Kan kedem gzadin, kan la'acha gzadin. Before the gzadin is yisad Hashem upon velecha, but after gzadin Hashem lo yisad upon v'afalm. Hachanami says Akasha. You said before or after gzadin, you can still change things around." Hachanami bi yachid. And this is talking about a yachid. Remember, by tzibur, you could turn all the gzardin. He was talking about a yachid. Says the Gemara, gzardin the yachid, and even a gzardin of a yachid, whether you could turn it around or not, is a machlekes tanoi, The Tanya Hoy, Rabbi Meir Oimer, he said, Shnayim sha'olu limita v'chol yishava. Two people are possible go to bed. They're both very sick, equally sick. Chay shnayim sha'olu legardim. Two people went to a dintaydim. To a court. Sorry, yeah, the court case about because they killed somebody. And Lidain to be judged, both exactly the same case. The Din and Shavit, exactly the same case. Yet, what can happen in life? This guy will go off the bed, will become cured, and this one won't. This guy will be saved from the Goyish government, this guy won't be saved from the Goyish government. Why Taka? There's the same sickness. You go to the hospital, two people with the exact same diagnosis, the same sickness, and then they'll both be operated by the same surgeon. This guy will survive, this guy won't survive. Why? Why Zen Nitzel Vazel Loy Nitzel? This guy will be saved, this guy won't be saved from the court. Zehi Spal, this guy Davin in Venena. And the Eibishter responded, Zehi Spal Vuloy Nena. Says, clip me the what? That you can Davin even after the Gzadin and change things around. Why Taka the Eibishter answered this person? They both Davin. And yet this person the Eibishter responded to, this person Davin. That's what this guy didn't Davin. Both Davin. But the Eibishter responds to one, not the other. What's a chiluk? Zeh he spiled Trilah Shlema. Nana, this person davened with the whole Kavanah. Eibishter responded. The Zeh loy he spiled Trilah Shlema loy Nana. It's the same other person davened, the same davening, but not his full heart. That's why he didn't get a response. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Kan Koydim Gzadin, Kan La'ach Gzadin. Rabbi Lezer says, no, before Gzadin, you can change things around. Afterwards, you can't. But the Tanakhama doesn't make that difference. The Tanakhama doesn't make a difference. Koydim Gzadin, La'ach Gzadin. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak and says, "Yofet tzakel la'adam ben kaidim zadin la'achik zadin." So what's the machlekes Rabbi Yitzchak in Tanakama? Because Rabbi Yitzchak does not say that Tanakama says you can completely turn it over. Rabbi Yitzchak says yofet. So yofet means, I told you yesterday that many learned pshat in Rabbi Yitzchak, yofet means you won't get so severely sick. It'll be mitigated, it'll be lessened, but it's not the same as Tanakama who says you completely be cured. Say yofet means completely cured. So there's 3 days. Talakama says through davening you can be completely cured. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's only Yofa, you can sort of ameliorate this situation. And according to Rabbi Elazar, after his mother Dadin, Kek Tans. Yeah, that's what we say. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's really a
tzibur
now, isn't it?
Again, that's yeah, it could be a tzibur. Exactly. And also, Rosh Hashanah was no gzeli yet. We're saying that before the Yom Kippur. Maybe he was a chaver who's a Rabbi Yisrael, a Talmud.